Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Are they who you talk to us, sir? As a gift to the press, will you please talk to us? Mr. President, President Biden! Please, we haven't heard from you all, press! Mr. President!
Okay.
Man, that she deserves, you know, the extra ice cream scoop at the end of the day for that effort. The press really wants to talk to Joe Biden. I don't know what they expect to get out of him. Maybe the end of democracy or something. I don't know what Joe Biden's going to do when he actually comes and speaks to the press, if he ever does it again. But that woman is doing her job. Our next guest, Joe DeVito, joins us once again, writer, comedian, of course, a regular panelist on Fox News' Gutfeld, on X at Joe DeVito Comedy, and online at joedevito.com. Joe, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Oh, it's good to be back, especially last time we spoke, we were legitimately concerned the cackler might get in there. So it's a whole new beautiful world we're looking at, isn't it?
That is a really, really good way to put it. I mean, I had my own thoughts about leading up to the election. There's a lot at stake for the country, but of course, selfishly, I'm thinking about how am I going to cover this for the next 4 years if Kamala Harris gets in? How are you preparing yourself for either outcome leading up to the results?
It's mostly stocking up on canned goods, getting the toilet paper early. It's funny because to look back now, it seems like, oh, of course that wasn't going to happen. But at the time, it was very nerve-wracking because I really feel like I don't want to sound like the leftist people who freak out, but I really did think like this one could be kind of the end of America if we didn't get this one right. So
I agree.
But I do think it's fun to see that all the lefty people doing the dramatic exits from Twitter, they go over to Blue Sky and they're annoying each other so much they can't handle it. Rob Reiner survived years on Twitter. He lasted 2 weeks on Blue Sky before he had to commit himself. He said he was going to a facility, which, I don't know. Didn't they usually just call those fat farms?
Oh,
I don't know. Maybe that's...
I have no idea, Joe.
I like the clip you played of that reporter screaming.
Have you seen that? The actual video of that? You can't see the reporter, but they're just slow panning him. And you remember when Joe Biden was walking away from the press that one time and he stopped to turn around and he gave us that famous smile and then kept going?
Yeah,
that smile was on his face pretty much the entire time he was shuffling onto the airplane. But that woman wanted to ask him some kind of question. What do you think she wanted to know from him?
Well, I don't know what she was thinking, but his miracle ear hasn't been plugged in for about 2 months now.
You'd think that one would maybe break through, though. Maybe that she knew that and she's like, well, I'm going to get through anyway.
I guess she needed to be pelting him with those tiny batteries to just remind him that she... It's time to upgrade. I like when he wandered off into the brush in the Amazon. I thought that was
who had that on their bingo card.
Oh, I think somewhere there's tribesmen are dipping darts in his blood so they can paralyze monkeys on their next hunt.
Joe, this is Ryan. Between the two Democrat candidates that we've seen this year, which one do you think gave you guys more ample material? Like, did you prefer to write stuff about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris more, or did you care at all?
Oh, I'm going to miss Joe Biden because there were times where I would be sitting at my desk and realize I've written 10 jokes about the president crapping in his pants. And I would sit there and I would say to Joe Mackey sometimes, what exactly is our job? Has anyone ever had the job? Yes, where you're continually writing jokes about the president soiling himself. And there would be times where I would say, I can't submit 20 jokes about it in the same day. And then, of course, we send them to Greg and he uses all of them.
check. Do you ever have sympathy for either of those candidates? But you know, you say you're going to miss Joe. There's got to be a little bit of some sort of emotion other than just mockery that you have towards the president of the United States.
Well, you know, there was a little bit when I saw him at that debate that changed everything, where I thought this seems a little cruel. But you have to keep in mind, before he had dementia, he was always kind of a jerk.
Yeah, that's for real.
He was a blowhard, you know, and he so. If anything, I am enjoying a little bit that sense of revenge that the Bidens are getting over there. I thought that was pretty funny, especially when Joe Biden was the night of the election strolling around in the Republican red pantsuit. I thought
it's the reddest
hilarious
suit in the history of suits.
Yeah. So do I feel bad for them? No, I can maybe share in a little bit of Kamala's sense of relief, because there were a couple of times you could see, you could just see the terror in her eyes. She doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Joe, do you think that the Democrats have much of a bench right now? People commenting and saying, well, I don't even know who's next. Like, are you looking down the line going, yeah, I think it's this guy or I think it's this girl?
Oh, there really are just it's a clown car with the clowns just keep pouring out of this tiny little Volvo that they showed up in. That, well, who are you going to be like, yeah, now it's time for Pete Buttigieg to step up.
Right.
Really? The guy who had his bicycle, he rode up on his tricycle after the car dropped him off.
Trunk. Jesse Smollett Smollett or whatever his name is free now. He could maybe run for something, you think?
Why not? I mean, look at Chicago. I thought they couldn't do anything worse than Lori Lightfoot, and then they somehow pulled that off. So why not have Jesse Smollett run? I mean, even if you look at their what they ended up with was it was almost like a Russian nesting doll of how bad a vice president you could have behind you.
Yeah, but because, wait, there's more.
Exactly, because Obama had Biden, who even he knew he was a doofus, and Biden said, oh, you like that? Well, I'm going to put in Kamala, and then she picked Tim Walz. Who would Tim Walz have selected as a vice president? Just, I don't know, an empty soda can, perhaps a rock he found? Like, just how stupid could they get?
The Tim Walz wrinkle in this whole story, it's quickly and easily forgettable, but then when you remember it, it's like you've heard it for the first time all over again. Like, really, why did we go down the Tim Walz avenue? It didn't ever make any sense.
Yeah, you can't have a vice president who has jazz hands.
Is that in the Constitution?
I think it is. I think that's what
it's unconstitutional
right
jazz
top
hands.
Yeah, it's Tim Walz also just, I don't know why, of all the messages the left picked up on, was we're going to show you what a real man is like. And they started talking about, you know, redefining masculinity, and then they bring out Tim Walz, who, you know, he always conducts himself like he's winning some sort of regional theater award where he's clasping his hands and bowing at the waist and blowing kisses. And Doug Emhoff is supposed to be. Doug Emhoff landed more punches than Mike Tyson did, so he's not exactly. These are the guys we're supposed to be emulating. Give me a break.
That's strong. That's strong material.
Joe, speaking with Joe DeVito here, a regular panelist on Fox News' Gutfeld show. Of course, you know him from there. He's a comedian, joedevito.com. do you feel like manhood and masculinity is back? It's no longer toxic. It's back in vogue. You think that that's something that comes along with these election results?
I think so. I think that's part of the collective of just sort of letting our breath go afterward. Because to give you a little behind the scenes, right, the day after the election, we were having a writer's meeting for the show, and we suggested, for whatever the joke was, that famous picture of Rachel Levine and Sam Brinton. And we all looked at each other, and at the same time, we thought, oh, yeah, this is going to stop now.
Yeah.
This kind of nonsense, or at least, you know, get hotter trans women. I don't know what to say.
But when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. You know, the kind you can accidentally have sex with twice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
twice. You know. You say you know, like I know, but I do not.
Yeah,
no.
We're all just shaking our heads, like, oh yeah, of course.
He's Joe DeVito. Disagree.
We've got to leave room for a misunderstanding later. This is what I'm saying.
Joe, along those lines that you guys were just talking about, with, and you know, in the writer's room and figuring out what you can and can't get away with. I mean, you push boundaries all the time, so I don't know if you've ever actually been afraid of stepping on any toes, but you know, America has been in a place where they're like, ooh, is it okay to say this or that? Do you get the sense that America's kind of shaking that off after this election, or, you know, are we still kind of in the middle of that?
Well, I do think we have. I think now, well, everybody likes a winner, and Trump especially knows that. So now we're seeing more people, because, you know, it was risky, especially if you're a public figure, to come out and say you were supporting him. I know that, you know, in my business, I paid a price for it, you know, and that's professionally in show business and with friends who I've been very, like, I had to stay off Facebook because I won't be kind to the Democrats who are running, but I will say there are friends of mine on the other political side who they really appear to be in a great deal of distress. So I'm not going to dunk on them.
Yeah.
Even though I know they would not extend the same courtesy to me. But as far as jokes go, I think we're seeing that, yeah, comedy is supposed to be irreverent and obnoxious. And I don't know. I have a feeling we're going to look back at this time in history the way people look back at maybe the Salem witch trials. Mm. Now I get it, where you can say, oh, everybody lost their mind for a little while.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's really true.
Yeah, now we're coming back to, you know, there's too much work to be done and too many things to be corrected, despite Biden trying to sneak in a little World War III on his way out. So thanks a lot for that, Joe.
He doesn't know. It's not him. It's somebody.
Yeah,
but
no, exactly.
It's
whoever.
Not Joe. Joe DeVito with us right now. You've mentioned you have friends who are feeling a sense of a certain kind of distress right now. And what I've been saying on the air, especially immediately after the election, is when you turn on the MSNBCs, the world, and you see these pundits losing their minds, CNN, Scott Jennings, who I love, Bill Maher calls him Lonely Scott. But, you know, some of these people are out of their ever-loving minds, but they've been paid to shill this fear-mongering for so long. I'm encouraging people to point and laugh at those folks. But if you've got, like, real-life people that you're going to see this coming week at Thanksgiving, the distress that they're experiencing right now, there are people who have made a lot of money shoveling them into that position where they are going to be in distress. And as you write for Gutfeld and you're in the media, there are no shortage of Brian Stelter jokes on the Gutfeld show, among many other people who exist on MSNBC and CNN. You've said you've been kind to those people in your life who are experiencing that distress. How do you feel about the fear mongers that are maybe on some of your competitors?
Well, I think, again, we've had a revelation, and a revelation isn't when someone comes to you and they have a mystery box and you open it up and you see, oh, I've never seen this thing. But a revelation is when the scales fall from your eyes or the curtain is pulled back and you realize, ah, now I'm seeing things the way they really are. It's been in front of me this whole time. And I think that now people on the left are seeing what we've been aware of, because we know the legacy media is corrupt. They're saying, like, wait a minute, you said this guy was Hitler, and you know, he's just saying, well, I hope we have a nice, secure transfer of power. Those are two completely incompatible. I mean, look at Mika and Joe Scarborough going down to kiss Trump's feet. It's
absurd.
That's the worst. I don't know how they can come back after that. That is the worst trip to Florida since Elian Gonzalez, if I can make a 30-year-old reference here. But if you believe them, you can legitimately be saying, hey, what is my interpretation of reality supposed to be now?
Yeah, because it's obvious that they're always trying to sell you something that somehow or another benefits them through power or money, that it always comes down to that. You can't trust it.
I almost have more respect for Joy Reid at this point, because she's clinically insane.
She's all in.
So at least, she's keeping it real. You know, I mean, I think she's now so stressed out, she's wearing a white toupee just to show that she's lost.
She's taking it pretty hard.
All of Gen Z and Gen Alpha are Googling Elian Gonzalez. Right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a big deal. It was a big deal. Our YouTube chat says, wow, an Elian Gonzalez reference.
Yeah, there you go.
Didn't know that was coming out today.
Yep.
But a good, well-placed one. Joe DeVito, we appreciate you. Thank you for giving us some time on a Friday afternoon and making us laugh. Come back again soon.
Oh, always fun, guys. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye. It's great stuff. He's a regular panelist on Fox News. Gutfeld writes for them as well. He's a comedian, and you can check him out online at joedevito.com, spelled exactly the way you would expect it to be spelled, joedevito.com. Be or not to be when we come back?
Ready to go.
All right, stick around. We will find out if it is satire or not. Sometimes it's hard to tell. We'll decide when Ryan gives us the stories in the Be or Not the Be Wiggins America next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.